of music, renowned throughout Europe. And that's where Antonio Vivaldi was an instructor, and it was for the orphans at the Ospedale that Vivaldi wrote many of his concerti.
So these orphans would be performing in as a choir?
Yes, there were instrumental ensembles as well as vocalists. They performed in churches behind screens. You couldn't see them. And one of the marvelous things that we have in the exhibition is Giambattista Tiepolo's sketch for the ceiling of the church of the Ospedale della Pietà, which shows a coronation of the Virgin, and it's accompanied by this great ensemble of instrumentalists and singers, angels in the sky overhead, that one could gaze upon, because one could not actually see the singers and instrumentalists.
And that's a sketch of a ceiling done by the person who's going to paint the ceiling, or done afterwards by somebody else?
No, this is very much, in all likelihood, it's Tiepolo's presentation sketch, the sketch that he presented to the Ospedale as a model for what he would do. And then, of course, it served in turn as a basis for executing the fresco itself. The key here is that it was executed in fresco, which is painted into plaster, and that doesn't fare well in the damp environment of Venice. And actually, the sketch is ravishing and much greater than the finished product today.
Mm-hmm. And there is a picture of Tintoretto's daughter.
Yes.
What's her relationship to music?
Well, Tintoretto taught his daughter Marietta to paint. She's very well known for her portraits of great gentlemen and ladies. And she does this self-portrait, and she presents herself not as an artist, but as a musician. We know that Tintoretto sent her to one of the best teachers of the day, and that she became very accomplished at the harpsichord and with singing as well.
You brought in some music that you think we should hear because it relates to the show. So just set it up. What is it?
Well, this is off the CD that accompanies the show. It can be purchased in the gift shop at the museum. It's called Splendore a Venezia, and we're going to play Claudio Monteverdi's madrigal, Zeffiro Torna, which was written for two tenors and basso continuo, published in 1632 in Venice. Monteverdi was one of the great figures, the choir master at San Marco. And this is an example of his secular music.
So, Dawson, tell us what that was again.
It was Mount Monteverdi's madrigal, Zeffiro Torna, and it's an ode to Zephyr, the gentle, warm western wind that heralds the arrival of spring, the season for love.
There are some fantastic caricatures in there of singers, Farinelli, the opera singer. There's another famous female opera singer. Where did you find them? Where were they found?
It's a collection of caricatures by an artist whose name is Anton Maria Zanetti. He's much better known for his chiaroscuro woodblock prints. But he was a huge fan and critic of the opera in the 18th century. And he does these absolutely marvelous caricatures of the great singers of the day. These singers were like rock stars today. They became famous throughout Europe, and Farinelli was the greatest of the castrati, and is shown with his incredibly long limbs. Contrary to that image of the very tall Farinelli is a wonderful caricature of Giustina Turcotti, a great soprano who was as renowned for her girth as for her voice.
And we are here, up out here at the in the Doge's Palace of Pledge. We're wanting you to call 877-500-5266. And we have one pair of tickets to this Venice, the Golden Age of Art and Music, and it is one pair of tickets from the Art Museum to see that. It will be things you have to pick up. It's for a $60 minimum donation. This is a $40 retail value.
It's an amazing deal, and there's only one pair, so you have to call right now, 877-500-5266.
Absolutely. And this is something that has to be paid by either a check or a credit card. This, unfortunately, will not go for a sustainable membership, though we'd still love to have you have a sustainable membership and get maybe something else. But try this one pair of tickets. This is really fun. 877-500-5266. I have been to Venice, and when you hear this music, it's just like sends me back to the canals or St. Mark's Cathedral or something like that. A piece of the past that is beautiful. The whole what Venice was made of, and I suggest people going there before it all is underwater. But in the meantime, you can get tickets to the Portland Art Museum, Venice, the Golden Age of Music, Arts and Music, because that's the sort of thing Art Focus brings to the table every week here on KBOO. Every Tuesday morning at 11:30, Art Focus is here to tell you something about the community of art here in Portland, which is huge and enormous.
And varied,
extremely varied. There's a lot of stuff from Joseph Galivan to pick from. So this morning, it's the Portland Art Museum's Venice, the Golden Age of Art and Music. We have one pair of tickets, as I said, for a $60 minimum donation. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, and these tickets can be yours. They can go in your hot little hand right now.
Don't be one of those people who wants those tickets and decides they're going to call, and then they call and it's too late and the tickets are gone. No!
No!
Now's the time. Pick up the phone. 877-500-5266. We need to hear from you right now. Remember, there's only one pair of tickets. Just one little pair. Just one. So call 877-500-5266. Show your support for Art Focus. Show your support for KBOO. Show your support for the Art Museum in Portland. Show your support for the unique programming that you can only hear here at KBOO. Show your support for your community radio station. Pick up the phone right now, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Now is the time.
Back to Joseph Galivan and Art Focus.
This is Joseph Galivan. You're listening to Art Focus. My guest this week is Dawson Carr. He is the Portland Art Museum's curator of European art, and he's talking about Venice, the Golden Age of Art and Music, which is on at the Portland Art Museum now until May the 11th. I would think everyone kind of thinks of Venice of that era as a Canaletto painting, you know, long buildings with very symmetrical, big open squares, people standing around doing business, you know, that kind of thing. And you have some fantastic ones. There's one of the Basin of St. Mark's, yes, as it is in English, and it's so bright and clear. It's almost like a kind of flash animation. It's so clear and modern looking. You can see every rope on every ship in the background, and it just brings it all to life. It's as though it was executed yesterday.
Well, an English visitor to Venice in the 18th century wrote home his discovery of this artist and of Canaletto. He writes that the sun shines in his paintings, and they give us a marvelous impression of life in 18th century Venice. And the paintings that you're mentioning, we have a suite of three along the wall, one showing the basin on a quiet day, and the other two showing it on the great day of the year in Venice, the Feast of the Ascension, 40 days after Easter, when they would hold the marriage with the sea ceremony. And this great state barge, the Bucintoro, would come to the Molo, to the quay beside the Doge's palace. The Doge and the Senate would board it and be rowed by 168 rowers out into the Adriatic, where the Doge, with great ceremony, would toss a wedding ring into the sea, declaring Venice's perpetual dominion over the sea. And it was accompanied by a great flotilla of all sorts of watercraft. All Venetians came out in this great show of civic pride. And visitors to the city, would rearrange their itineraries so that they could be there on that day. And Canaletto's paintings and the paintings of other view painters were made for these tourists, were made so that they could bring home this record of this splendid ceremony. All these tourists by this point really knew that Venice was in decline and that this was a lot of show, but it was absolutely spectacular show, very much calculated as Venice reinvented itself as a tourist destination.
Oh, so it really was self-consciously a tourist destination.
By the 18th century, it certainly is. It begins in the late 17th century, and certainly by the middle of the 18th century, it is one of the great destinations.
Mm-hmm. The sky in that basin picture I was talking about was very kind of simple. The clouds were just kind of smears, almost like modern, you know, like painting a couple of hundred years later. And then the in the one you were just talking about, the boats that are sparkling with light, again, it's little daubs of light paint.
Absolutely. And his technique on that one wall, you can see Canaletto evolve, because the paintings do change over the course of his career and become more atmospheric toward the end.
What was the third of those paintings?
It's another view of the Bucintoro returning to the Mola with the Doge's party and this great throng of people on the banks welcoming them back.
Right, so it's kind of like hundreds of ships, little boats. There are gondolas. I mean, it's just like
every
today.
Every imaginable
tourist
watercraft.
Gondolas following this boat. There's another description of what it's like at night if you were there and you opened your windows and what would you see down on the canals?
Well, we have a little section of the exhibition that deals with popular music, and that means music of the streets and of the canals, of course, in Venice. And we have a marvelous quote from a scholar who was visiting Titian's house. A great dinner party was held for him, and it overlooked the lagoon. And he describes this scene of hundreds of gondolas with beautiful women singing and playing instruments. And these women were courtesans. They were expected to be able to play and sing. And they were out entertaining their clients on the water and perhaps hoping for a few new ones.
Well, yeah, is a courtesan like a high-priced escort?
Exactly.
Okay, it's nothing, it's not like something we don't know about. It's the old...
It was one of the reasons a lot of people went to Venice, was it was much more liberal than most places.
Mm-hmm. And at this time, was it considered... what was its relation to the Ottoman Empire? You know, some of the works like... the portrait where someone's dressed a la Turk.
Yes.
You have this strange relation where they admire the Islamic world, but they also fear it.
Well, this throughout this period, Venice is at war with the Ottomans, and it's over territory because throughout the period, they were great trading partners, and they remained great trading partners. Commerce came first, but Venice loses most of its great possessions around the Mediterranean to the Ottomans in this period. In 1571, there's a great battle off a place on the coast of Greece called Lepanto, and at this battle, an alliance of Venice, the papacy, and Spain vanquish the Ottoman navy, but it doesn't last very long. The Ottomans have rebuilt within a year, and Venice continues to lose territory. But the portrait that you mentioned is of a man whose name is Jean-Baptiste Donat, and he spent the better part of his life fighting the Ottomans, and then in 1682 he's appointed ambassador to the Sublime Porte, to the court in Constantinople, and it shows him standing before this vista of Constantinople. He goes there, becomes fascinated with Turkish culture, and writes one of the first serious histories of Turkish literature and music. So it's a real love-hate relationship. We've got some marvelous Ottoman instruments in the exhibition as well that were brought back as trophies of war.
going simultaneously.
And there's like a broom on either side, and there, yeah, and there's somehow... Oops.
Whoops. And we're back here. My name is Liz, and I'm here with Lynn, and we are here to ask you to step up and support Art Focus and all the other great, unique programming that you have only on KBOO. And the way you can do that is by picking up your phone right now and calling 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. Click on the Donate Now jar in the upper right-hand corner. We still have that one single hot, sweaty pair of tickets to the Portland Art Museum's exhibit, Venice, the Golden Age of Art and Music. This is a $40 value. You can get it for just $60, but you have to call right now. There's only one pair, and you're probably thinking, well, you know, it'll be there, it'll be there. It's like, you know, when it's gone, it's gone. We just have the one pair. 877-500-5266. Don't wait. Don't be that person who says, I'm going to get them eventually. You know, it's like if they're here, they're only here now. And now's the time. Show your support. 877-500-5266.
Now is the time to do that, just like Liz said. And when Liz has been telling you to do this, so I think you all ought to do it. Get on the phone. 877-500-5266. This is an amazing show at the Portland Art Museum. They also have so much music. We were hearing Ode to Zephyr today, which I love, and you can just sort of fantasize roaming through the streets of Venice, and that's sort of nice to do in midwinter when everything's sort of gray outside.
No tourists
will be there with you. You will just be roaming through the wonderful art museum in Portland, kind of being in Venice. And to do that, you can, for a $60 minimum donation, phone's ringing, that could be it.
That could be the tickets.
That could be the one. For the Portland Art Museum, a $60 minimum donation. This is a $40 retail value, so it's like a win-win. You get to go somewhere, and you get to have some money for KBOO. We really appreciate it, because it takes us some money to get this station going. It's $84 an hour. You might try, if the tickets are gone, you might try buying an hour of KBOO for $7 a month. That's $84 a year, and you can buy your very own hour of KBOO and become a member, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. 877-500-5266. Now is the time to do it. Support Art Focus and Joseph Galavan. Support this amazing institution, this radio station that has been going for on our 46th year, going strong, going healthy. We're getting to the last couple of days of our membership drive.
We're within sight of our goal.
Absolutely.
Less than $15,000 left, and you're thinking, $15,000, I can't give $15,000. We're not asking you
no.
to. Whatever you can give, you should give. 877-500-5266. Speaking of things you can give, thanks to the restaurants who provide food for us, for our intrepid volunteers who are answering your phones that are ringing off the hook here. Thanks to Cassidy's, located at 1331 Southwest Washington Street in downtown Portland. Thanks to Cabezon at 5200 Northeast Sacramento.
Very Catalan there.
Very, very, very. And, you know, they're providing food for us. They're sustaining us and giving us energy to keep going with the membership drive. And we need your energy also, your financial energy and your volunteer energy. Because when you become a member of KBOO, you become, you have access to all that the station offers. And there are volunteers here to tell you all about that as well. But we do need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm. Lynn?
You know, Tim from Brush Prairie, Washington just said, I've been listening for a while and I heard some music that I loved and felt the need to contribute to say thanks for bringing this into my life. You are welcome, Tim. We are happy to bring, we are all volunteers. We're all happy to bring things to the listeners' lives, happy to do our jobs. It's all a labor of love, which is why it sounds so good, because when you love what you're doing, it comes through. 877-500-5266. You've got a few minutes left to contribute to Joseph Galavan and Art Focus and all the wonderful things that he brings you every week, artists to talk to, artists to hear. It's great. You get the first heads up on many shows that are happening in Portland, many exhibits. He's got curators, artists. The list goes on. To keep that coming, you need to call 877-500-5266 and you need to call it now. You can also, for a $75 minimum pledge, this is sort of a last-minute thing. We got tickets to Chris Ware tonight in conversation with Chip Noel. That is a it's the New York. He's done stuff for the New York Times, McSweeney's, and so it's kind of a talk about graphic art tonight. Graphic arts. He's in a conversation with book designer Chip Kidd. That should be really interesting. That's for a $75 minimum donation, and those tickets retail at $64. It's tonight at the Schnitz. You might want to do that, but you got to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO or KBOO.
You know,
FM.
One of the things that makes KABOO unique is that our news and public affairs programming includes arts programming. I mean, how many other stations do that? And for example, if you were listening in earlier and wondering where DeMay Roberts and Stage and Studio were, she was off today, but she's another example of a programmer who brings so much expertise and research and thoughtfulness and amazing guests into the show. And we listen to her every week. She's an award-winning radio producer.
Peabody Award winner.
And she, you know, she donates her time, as do all of the volunteers here on the radio. And we're going to get back to Joseph Gallivan in just a moment, but we really need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266. Thank you so much.
I'm here with Dawson Carr from the Portland Art Museum, talking about Venice. There is one absolutely fantastic picture in there. It's a very meta picture. Alexander the Great is watching while an artist paints a woman that's portrayed. What is it? And explain it.
It's a painting by the very greatest of the 18th century Venetian artists of Venice, Giambattista Tiepolo, and it depicts the great Greek painter, Apelles, who was the painter to Alexander the Great, painting a portrait of Alexander's favorite concubine, Campaspe. And in the process of painting her, of portraying her beauty, Apelles falls in love with her. And Alexander recognizes this, and to show the great honor that he has for his painter and the realization that he has really captured her beauty, he gifts Campaspe to Apelles. And in this painting, Tiepolo, very young at the time, paints himself as Apelles and his young bride, Cecilia Guardi, as Campaspe. Cecilia was the sister of the great view painter, Francesco Guardi, and she was a great soprano, and both she and Tiepolo worked at the Ospedaletto, the little hospital, the hospital of the Dereliti, as it was called, which also had a great conservatory of music. And Apelles is just at the moment, he's looking back at Campaspe, and he's applying the essential detail of her nipple. And it's a very lighthearted picture that the artist must have created for himself or for a close friend.
There are other things on display, just, you know, instruments in glass cases, and some of them we recognize, you know, cellos and violins, some with five strings. But then there are other strange looking things.
Yes, there are absolutely fabulous instruments. By far the most generous lender to the exhibition was the Musée de la Musique in Paris. And they have a great cache of Venetian instruments that they acquired early in the 20th century from the Carrère collection in Venice. And there's a marvelous theorbo, a wonderful arch lute, and one of the favorite instruments of everyone is a bass cornet that is absolutely, it weaves and winds around itself like a great snake, and is a very, very rare surviving example of this type of instrument.
There are also virginals, which are a small keyboard with a sound board, like a small piano.
A small harpsichord. They were meant for home use and were by far the most popular instrument in the home in the 16th century. And we know Titian, the great painter, acquired one for himself. And we have a marvelous example from the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
Some of the paintings, you can see a virginal on a gondola, so they take them out on the water.
Absolutely, they even did that.
When they're like celebrating. So this show ends on May the 11th. It costs $20 to get in. The regular admission is $15, so it's a $5 extra. charge. What else is going on around the show?
We've got a very developed group of lectures and concerts that your listeners will be able to find on our website.
Okay, there are a lot of. There's one lecture in particular by Wendy Heller.
That's right, Professor Wendy Heller, the head of the Italian Studies program at Princeton University, a great scholar and superstar, one of her subjects is the life of the young women who were in the conservatories at the Ospedali. Mm.
We're going to forego David Bowie this week and go out on some more music. What's it called, Dawson? And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This is Antonio Vivaldi's Addio Caro, an aria from his opera La Verità in Cimento.
Listening to KBOO 90.7 in Portland. Stay tuned for Buscando America next. Están escuchando a KBOO 90.7 in Portland. Este programa es patrocinado en parte por la Fundación de Miembros de KBOO y Cover Oregon, un sitio en línea donde usted puede comprar un seguro de salud y aprender sobre la posibilidad de asistencia financiera. Más información es disponible en coveroregon.com u 1-855-268-3767. This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Cover Oregon. Cover Oregon, a place online where you can buy health insurance and learn about possible financial assistance. More information available at coveroregon.com or 1-855-268-3767.